What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Steve Bannon, longtime advisor to Donald Trump, put him in the White House. Incredible campaign that he ran. Yesterday, saying to Trump, don't do it. Don't agree to put troops on the ground as part of a security guarantee.
You're going to stick American boys and girls in the middle of that? No.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. No. And that's why I was so confused, because the Euroweenies were just falling all over themselves, just slobbering all over Trump. So excited. So glad you were able to do this. What we don't know is what that security guarantee by the U.S. looks like. And folks, just to understand the background here, because I've been on it for a very long time, the foremost goal of the globalist left is World War III with Russia. It is. And the fact they're this excited when just 3 weeks ago they were vowing to fight on without us tells me this ain't good.
Here the is. The war we got to win is right here in this country. And it's in Washington, D.C. It's going to be in New York City. It's in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles, California. That's the war that we got to be focused on. That's the war. I want to give a security guarantee to the folk, the citizens of the United States on these invaders right now. That's the security guarantee I want. If we don't take care of that, we're not going to have a country. Yes, we have closed the border miraculously. President Trump put the troops into Washington, D.C., already a massive change. When Ursula shows up today, this is her problem. Who invited you? Why are you showing up at the White House? Who are you guys? And Maloney, how do you have the chutzpah to show up? You haven't stepped up to the plate to even the most minimum requirements that you guys committed to 10 years ago. You're not close to the 2%, and you ain't going to get close to the 2%, because your country would turf you out in a second if you stop spending on social programs and letting them have the month of August off. By the way, they're watching this from their vacation places because they ain't working. Are you working this week? Are you taking the entire month of August off? Are you taking 5 or 6 weeks off? No. Do you retire at 50? No. Do you have full medical care? No. Do you get the free college? No. You get nothing the Europeans get. You know why? Because you're underwriting the security. And now we're going to add, Ukraine.
Yeah. Bannon continued.
We want to be supportive. Remember, we're supportive of this. But here's the situation, is that these Europeans can't be trusted. And the mainstream media is pushing you to do this. All the corporate interests, all the war, the arms manufacturers, big tech, they all want this. You know why? Their kids are not going to be when you hear security guarantee. You know what you do? You look at the table of your sons and daughters. You look at those grandchildren. That's a security guarantee. What's a security guarantee in Korea? Combat troops. What's a security guarantee in Germany? Combat troops. They want your blood and they want your treasure. Yours. Are you at the table? They want yours.
Yesterday, Zelensky sounded like he never has before. We don't have all the details of this. So excited. Praising Trump up and down. I went, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And then I figured it out. He thinks we are going to defend him from Russia.
So security guarantees. And I showed the president we are happy that we have such big unity today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I wasn't the only one asking questions yesterday. And look, I want to get this taken care of. And maybe that's something Trump has put on the table but doesn't mean to honor. But even Charlie Kirk yesterday was telling Matt Whitaker, who's the NATO ambassador, this is not going to fly in the magosphere. This is not going to fly in the pro-Trump universe. We love Trump. We love what he's trying to do. We're in awe of how far he's gotten. But no, we're not backed. No, we are not going to fight and die for Vladimir Zelensky, potentially.
The perspective of my audience and for me is we don't want America involved at all. We think this is long past exhausted and tired. And I think the president's perspective has been amazing, which is defy the national security establishment and the mainstream media and sit down and work this thing out. Today, let me tell you where our perspective is. And you're the ambassador to NATO, and so you have to be very diplomatic, and you got a tough job, and you're doing a great job. But let me tell you my thoughts, and you can navigate however you want. This looks as if this is a full court press by European leaders that want to continue this land and kinetic war in Ukraine, and are very mad that President Trump might cut a deal with Vladimir Putin. You got Giorgio Meloni, you have the Germans, you have all the big players of Europe that are in the White House right now, that are likely trying to, and Keir Starmer, that are trying to paint a completely different picture and potentially continue this war. You could almost say the European leaders are here to chaperone Zelensky through this entire thing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
What does Zelensky think this deal involves? And we'll see if it does at the end. But I'm just raising the warning because we got to start screaming bloody murder and stop this before Trump agrees to it. In the Hill, what does Zelensky think that this offer entails, the one he's so excited about? Quote, everything, Zelensky said, giving his interpretation of what should be included in the guarantees. Everything could include, Zelensky said, Western troops on the ground, intelligence sharing, and a commitment to deliver military equipment. Now, Trump has said they would buy it. Okay. Nobody at this point anywhere that I can find is saying we'd give it to them. That's not good. And I've had people say, oh, Trump wouldn't do that. Look, I cut and pasted it for you. ABC News. Earlier, Mr. Trump said Europe would, quote, take a lot of the burden under the security guarantees. And he says that in his post on True Social. True, right? So it sounds like there'd be some European troops. But he said America would provide support, and he did not rule out American troops being involved. Zelensky seems to think that's what we're doing. And in USA Today, it flat out says this would mean U.S. troops would guarantee the security. Now, whether they're stationed outside Ukraine waiting to go in, but folks, I'm telling you what, this is why the Euroweenies are so excited. They thought their war was over. And they want World War III. And so they know if the Democrats can get that win in 28, Trump gives him the security guarantee, they're going to fight Russia with our troops, which has been the absolute alpha omega goal from the beginning. They don't want to use their own troops. They hardly have enough troops to fight Russia. Anyway, they just don't. They don't have enough troops for the meat grinder. We're the only ones who do. Watch this, folks. There's a reason I'm bringing this up, and I want to upset you this morning, but I'm telling you what is on the table and why you're going to hear all these clips on talk radio today about how complimentary these European leaders are. At what cost? We need the details, and we need them fast before he agrees to something that we can't take back, that's going to position us even worse than we were before for World War III. I mean, it happened right near it now, but if Trump goes out that door. Oh, and by the way, why would Trump do this? Because all those military contractors, the ones who provide medevac for the broken bodies, the ones who provide the food supply, the ones who provide the special forces, you know, deniable resources that go in there and get all those multi-billion dollar Pentagon contracts, they don't have a war right now. And they're going to donate to whoever gives them one. Trump needs the money for the midterms. I hate to be cynical, but if he didn't do this, they'll just write the checks to the Democrats.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores! scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.